The biggest moments in the games.
Mookie jumps up and he has it in the glove, and a Yankee fan ripped it out of him. But the umpire down the right field line is signaling that is an out.
The biggest voices in sports.
Appreciate everything that, you know, the Houston Astros team, and I don't think I could have gone to, you know, a much better organization than the Cubs.
The heartbreak.
It's a party at Dodger Stadium of the New York Mets. As they leave the field and head to their clubhouse, have absolutely nothing to be ashamed of as they gave their fans one of the most memorable runs in their 63-year franchise history.
The celebrations.
Here's the 1-2 pitch from Buehler. Got him swinging! That's it! It's a World Series win for LA! They've done it! They finished the job and give Los Angeles the parade it's been waiting for.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
That's right. It is the Bulletin Blitz. And let's see if I remember how to do this after only working 3 days last week. Man, I missed that week already. Here on the Bart Winkler Show.
Yeah, we missed you too.
I'm glad to
I came in, because we both were going to take, I thought, I'm going to work Thursday, Friday, so I'm a harder worker than you.
Yeah, I don't believe any of that because I know David Shepard was on Thursday and Jacob Albrock was on Friday, and we thank them both for filling in. I don't know who the producers were, but it wasn't me. It is Monday, July 7th, 2025. The Bulletin Blitz brings you the audio of the day, and we'll start with the news from the weekend in baseball, where the Washington Nationals have indeed moved on from their general manager, Mike Rizzo, and their manager, Dave Martinez, who have a World Series championship on their resume. Let's go to the man with a million bow ties for no reasons on his podcast, Fall Territory, Ken Rosenthal. He spoke about the Nationals' move and who was to blame.
The great Soto trade could not mask all that. So this move, these moves, do not come without, again, some justification. The problem here, the biggest problem here, as it's often the biggest problem with franchises, is that the issue starts at the top. When Mark Lerner issued a statement yesterday announcing these dismissals, he made no mention, of course, of ownership's culpability, how they used to run top 10 payrolls and no longer do. That's part of it. And part of it also is this ownership, as I wrote today, they've been indifferent, they've been apathetic, they've been disconnected. And then all of a sudden, yesterday, they wake up.
I am going to take this time to promote the Bartometer, which we do Thursdays at 11 o'clock Eastern.
For now.
For now. We're going to move it to Tuesdays, and it's getting closer. It's getting closer. We're now just, we're 2 months away. We're 2 months away from the move to Tuesdays on September 2nd. But we're going to take a look at the teams that would best be suited for a new owner. So there's been a couple of sales lately, the Dodgers being the latest. And you look at the Commanders, like, that was a team that was desolate. New owner comes in, everything's better. So that is what we will look at on Thursday. Will the Nationals make the list? Join us right here in 3 days' time.
Cannot wait. Let's go to the Association of Basketball. That's the NBA for all you casuals.
If you can't wait, I'll give you the list right now. So number 8. Or do you can wait?
Yeah, we can wait.
Or you're just being nice?
I was just being nice.
Oh.
Definitely just being nice. NBA news here. Let's go to Pacers president Kevin Pritchard, who pretty much confirms what we already had to know in regards to their prize guard. Here he is with a Tyrese Halliburton update.
No doubt that he will be back better than ever. The surgery went well. It was a little higher. It gets a little bit more blood to that. He will not play next year, though. We would not jeopardize that now. So he don't get any hopes up that he will play. But again, we'll have some guys, and hopefully they'll have some opportunities to grow. When he gets back, that'll be a cherry on top, I guess.
Well, when could he be back, too? By the time that he would be back, let's say you're on the miraculous end of things and you're ready mid-March. This Pacer team is not going to be contending for the playoffs next year. They're not. So they need to take a year, you know, let guys play it out. I don't know. Maybe it's just going to be a bum year for them. With Halliburton out, now they lost Miles Turner. another interesting said that a thing that he had said, the GM, is that they were negotiating with Turner, and then he got another offer, and he just deuced out. He didn't, like, give them it. I don't know. He just said, I got another offer. I'm going to just leave after 10 years. So not really sure how and why that went down the way it did, but another interesting part of his media availability today.
Yes, quite interesting. Let's go to another player whose future seemingly is in doubt for this season. We don't know. Here's Chris Paul. Chris Paul, you playing or what?
How much longer do you intend to play?
At the most, a year. You know, I just finished my 20th season, which is a blessing in itself.
When you're a guy like Chris Paul and you have not won a ring and you're going to retire, you might not win a ring. Maybe you latch onto a team that does. But if you can't have that joy, you can try to find the joy of a retirement tour. And Chris Paul's at the level where teams are going to do something nice when it's Chris Paul's last stop there. So you absolutely sign for one more season and say you're going to retire. Chris Paul's going to say when it's going to be his last year, just like LeBron is too. There's no way we don't get a LeBron retirement tour either. I don't think this is LeBron's last, but it does feel like it may be Chris's.
Yeah, and they both deserve it, so good for them. Last one here. Let's go to our own Pat Boyle. I heard this Sports Minute live, and I have to play it for you. I'm not going to spoil it any more than that, except listen to what he says.
This is Pat Boyle with an Odyssey Sports Minute. For the non-hardcore tennis fans that are looking for a reason to get into Wimbledon, how about this? Novak Djokovic's opponent yesterday, Alexander Muller, he's got an OnlyFans, and he calls himself the sexiest tennis player. Now, there's no erotic content. He basically just takes folks behind the scenes of what life looks like on the tennis tour. And it made me think, maybe I should start an OnlyFans. Take folks behind the scenes of what the sports radio industry looks like. And in my bio, I'll put the sexiest sports talk radio host. I'm Pat Boyle.
We got to kill this. We need to do it in more than 22 seconds.
I try to be like, I didn't know you had that kind of freedom on your sports minutes. I will be changing my approach.